You're listening to Rhema for Today.
See, we excuse ourselves, said, well, we're so natural. I already know that, and you know that, but you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be supernatural. You're supposed to think, you're supposed to live, you're supposed to believe beyond the natural. Don't shout me down, I just got to preach it real good. Not many do that. Not a few tell you the truth about the matter, and not any to the full extent that it ought to be. But we can.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, Praying for the Precious Fruit of the Earth. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
If this church, and I'm going to paraphrase this in my own words now. He didn't just put it in these word for word, but this is the essence of it. If they want this church full, and they won't see it running over, you tell them what I've told you, how to do it. And then I saw, while I was praying, I saw people get out of their cars and run to get into church. I saw the parking lot full, so some people parked down the street, you know, on the sides of the street, certain streets you could park on. And it's in such a hurry, they just jumped out and ran, never did shut the door, the car door, because he's trying to get in, you see. Now he said, if they'll do this, here's what they're supposed to do. You're going to have to do it through intercessory prayer and soul travail, but you're going to have to do it by putting everybody else before you do yourself. Before you ever pray for your own family, your own children, or your church here, pray for the church down the street. See, right two blocks down the street was another full gospel church. Pray for them first. Pray that they'll be blessed before you are. Pray that their building will be full before. You see, after all, if you pray my building be full, that's selfish. That's not going to be heard. You might as well have twinkled your thumbs and said, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Done just as much good. Selfish. Pray for the other churches. Pray for your neighboring church first. Before you pray for your children, pray for your neighbor's children. Before you pray for your own nation, your own country here, pray for other countries, foreign countries. Pray for the missionaries. Pray for the heathen. Put everything and everybody else, the world around first before you. See, we haven't done that. They know you're lying about it. There's not a church that's done that. That's the reason most of them are dead and dying and worse. Just interested in their little bunch and what we're doing. Not interested in anybody else. So they believe that. They accepted what I said the Lord showed me and what I saw in the Spirit. We was back there then about a year later, preaching another church close by, another town, and my wife went over there because one of the ladies of that church owned her beauty shop, and she'd got her hair fixed there when we were there. So she phoned, went over there in the appointment, and she came back. And the lady said, now be sure to tell Brother Hagin, last Sunday we had a church full for the first time. Full. Well, now, of course, a lot of times folks don't hold that because before you know it, it's the easiest thing in the world to get self-centered, isn't it? I said, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, sure it is. That's the easiest thing. That's the natural thing. But we're not supposed to be natural people. We're supposed to be supernatural people. Amen. Amen. See, we excuse ourselves, said, well, we're so natural. I already know that, and you know that, but you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be supernatural. Amen. You're supposed to think, you're supposed to live, you're supposed to believe beyond the natural. Amen. Don't shout me down. I just called preaching real good. Not many do that. Might a few tell you the truth about the matter. And not any to the full extent that it ought to be. But we can. Amen. Amen. Well, now notice, he's waiting for the precious fruit of Tulsa before he can come. No, he's waiting for the precious fruit of the United States. He don't care a thing about the rest of the world. Let him go. No. Earth. precious fruit of the earth. Of the earth. Of the earth. That means the whole earth then, doesn't it? Not half the earth. The earth. Then there's going to come a harvest worldwide then, isn't he? Before he comes. He can't come till it does happen. Can you see that? Can you see if that's what he's waiting on? Well, now somebody said, what about these folks that are predicting things are going to get worse and worse? The devil's going to take over everybody. We're all going to have to go underground, hide in a cave somewhere. I don't know where they got that. They sure didn't get it out of the Bible. Or they may have took some scripture and twisted it and took it out of its setting. But this plainly said, anybody, this is what I call a foolproof scripture. Amen? It says, be patient, therefore, brethren, under the coming of the Lord. He's talking about the Lord coming and us being patient till then and unto then. Behold, the husbandman waiteth. What's he waiting for? Everybody gets hid? What's he waiting for? The devil takes over everything? No. He's waiting for a harvest. He waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Doesn't he? Isn't that what it said? I call that foolproof. Now you get over there in Daniel and you get talking about something, get over in Revelation and get talking about some of those images and this and that and the other, and you know, you can put all kind of interpretations on it. Make it say this and make it say that and make it come out here and make it come out there, and usually it never comes out like you thought it would. I've been hearing them do that for 50 years. Man, if you would have seen me in the late 30s and early 40s, you're talking about a prophecy preacher. You never heard any prophecy preachers like me. Man, I had all the answers. I could just rattle off verse and chapter after chapter and pages from history. I was always a history buff, you know. Come to find out I was just wrong as the rest of them. I just left that alone. I left that alone. I left that for those that don't know any better. Bless their hearts. Oh, no, I didn't just stay off of it entirely. Of course not. But I'm talking about speculating. No, I got over on what I call foolproof scriptures. Amen. No. You could misinterpret this verse to save your life. Unless you're crazy or insane, something like that. Could you? I said, could you? There's no type or shadow here. There's no horseman riding a horse or a creature. Amen. Amen. Isn't that right? It just plainly said, be patient. Therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Now, how could you misinterpret that? Some people interpret he's not coming. Well, that's not what it said. Better read it again. It says he is coming. Amen. It says he is coming. Amen. Well, if he's coming, why don't he come on? Tells you exactly what he's waiting on. Tells you exactly why he's waiting. Doesn't it? Amen. Don't leave you in the dark at all. Don't have to get some kind of revelation out of the sky. I mean, just go to school 2 days and learn to read. But the husbandman waiteth. We know he's waiting because he hadn't got here yet. He waiteth. What for? For the precious fruit of the earth. And hath long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. That's what he's waiting on. That's what he's waiting on. That's what he's waiting on. He's not going to come till then, so there's a worldwide harvest coming. Has to be. Has to be. Now turn back again to scripture that we look at here. Now it's not talking about natural rain, you know that. It's talking about Holy Ghost rain. Well, here in the Old Testament, you'll find scripture, for instance, in Hosea, the 6th chapter, the 3rd verse. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain. That's the way he's coming. That's the way his blessings are coming. That means he's going to fall on us. Hallelujah. As the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Now then, in Zechariah 10:1, you'll notice that the Lord said, ask ye of the Lord rain. Well, now he's not talking about natural rain. He's talking about this spiritual rain. He's talking about this latter rain, Holy Ghost rain. Zechariah 10:1, ask ye of the Lord rain. When? In the time of the latter rain. That's when to ask for it. Well, that's where we're living. It's in the latter days. Praise God. And time of the latter rain. So he said, ask ye of the Lord rain. So he told us to ask. This don't quibble about it. This just do what he said do. Praise God. Ask. Give the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds of the margin. Said he'll send lightnings. And give them showers of rain to everyone grass in his field. Praise God. Now, we think about, naturally, a harvest. You think about the precious fruit of the earth. You think about a harvest, don't you? That means a harvest of souls, a harvest of people being saved. But yet, right on the other hand, if you're praying for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and that's exactly what we are praying for, praise God, then you'll find that the Holy Ghost, of course, folks get saved naturally, but he manifests himself in various ways.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Don't forget the 2-day cyber sale, December the 2nd and 3rd, starts on Monday at 12:01 a.m., ends on Tuesday at 11:59, that's Central Standard Time. 50% off of everything in the Faith Library publications. That is online only. Go to rhema.org for details.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Praying for the Precious Fruit of the Earth. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.